1500 K1, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tallgrass Motors.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1 and our community connection on the way next. Focusing on Tri-County Tech this morning, we'll start with the faculty staff representative, Carrie Miller. We also have a couple of students in, and we'll talk with them later on. But first of all, thank you for coming in, Carrie. Appreciate your time. And how's things at Tri-County Tech after you won the Baldrige Award?
They have been wonderful. Just prepping. There's a group going to the Quest Conference in April. And so it's just been really busy, with lots of people coming to visit us, and then just the students and I, we're just rocking and rolling in class and doing what we need to do.
I have heard about it, but for those that don't know, what's the Quest Conference, what it's all about, and who goes there?
So major representatives from our school, of course, will be going and actually speaking on our different best practices. And so the Quest Conference is based on all of the national Baldrige winners. I believe there's five won the award this year. So all of our senior leadership and other representatives will be going and putting on presentations for them.
We have talked about it before with the listeners, but not in context of this program and talking with students. So just wanted to, I'll say just bring it up again so that people, you know, Quest Conference, what's that? Is that a student debate or, so we just wanted to define the term.
Sure, not a problem.
Tri-County Tech, somewhat unique in what you do because of the foundation and the opportunity that I'll say no student is denied an education because of inability to pay.
Absolutely, that's right. We work very hard. In fact, 100% of our staff actually contribute to the foundation because we believe in the cause so well.
And it shows. And the opportunities that I get to have to talk with students and others from Tri-County Tech is certainly something that you as a staff are and have every right to be proud of.
We do. Thank you very much.
And, you brought along a couple of students this morning, and while it's not that I don't want to talk with you,
right,
I'll keep you in the conversation.
That's
but,
fine.
But I want, they should rightfully be the stars of the show this morning.
They should, absolutely.
And you brought along a first-year and second-year students, and I'll let you do the introduction.
All right. So this is the Marketing Management Program. I'm the instructor for the program, and so I brought along Destiny and Ronnie. They are just wonderful examples of every single student that I have in class, and I thought, why not just tell everybody what they've been doing? They've been working very hard this year and have made some major accomplishments.
Well, and marketing is something that no matter what you do at a business, you are involved in the marketing effort one way or another.
Absolutely. I tell them marketing is life, and even if you don't have the title, you will be marketing in your career or yourself for the rest of your life.
And for that matter, just as a employee, we're not really a factory town, but I'll use that example. If you work at XYZ factory, you still are a representative of that firm when you are out in the community.
So, absolutely.
You work there. Now I know what kind of people I have.
Mm-hmm. And even going to a local store and you have your shirt with your logo on your, or a name badge, you are representing and being the face of that company.
To that individual at that time.
Yes.
So let me start first of all with the second year student, and Destiny, I think that's you, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you what, the mics are very sensitive, but they're a little directional, so I'm going to turn that one around a little bit here and say thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, it's a pleasure being here.
And there are a lot of things that you could be doing during your hours at Tri-County Tech. How did you manage to get plugged into marketing?
Oh, I just knew that I needed to build my confidence up right away. Whenever I noticed that the marketing program was big on presentations, presenting yourself to people, presenting products and other people to just a variety of people was an eye catcher to me. I knew that by the time I was done with this class and I was ready to go into college, I would be ready to make friends and just fit right into whatever environment I was going to get myself into.
So you're a normal human being. You do occasionally get nervous, but the point is that it's less of a barrier for you because you're used to walking up to someone and say, hi, my name is, and I'm interested in this, right?
Yeah, they definitely made that a little bit easier to me. Before, that would not have crossed my mind. I would have been like, hey, you want to introduce me? Because I'm not going to introduce myself. Now I'll introduce everybody to everybody.
And that is, I mean, if you take any kind of a public speaking program, typically that first speech you give is all about you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They taught me how to bring the best of myself out right away. It's definitely definitely easier. You know, I work in public service or customer service now as a server. So before, I probably could not have done that. I would have done something that requires as less people talking as possible. So now I'm great at my job.
So okay, one-on-one verbal coming out of your mouth conversation. We can talk about other forms of communication, but you're marketing not only as when you're speaking to me or in front of a group for that matter, but that also means all other types of presentations, visual, digital, everything else along the road.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I learned how to master PowerPoint. I learned how to make anything beautiful. My creativity.
I want you if you can make everything beautiful. That's wonderful.
Hey, I mean, I'm naturally beautiful, so it helps.
It's radio. I can't prove that to the rest of the listeners. They're going to have to take my word for it.
Hey, that's why I'm saying it. You know what I mean?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. The point is, you're not looking at just one avenue. You have to be able to get everything out there, particularly more than maybe you would have, I'll say, 20 years ago because of the over-preponderance now of digital communications.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I'll bet you've got already a list of Facebook contacts, and you're probably already on LinkedIn.
Probably not that far ahead. That's next month. She's getting us ready for that one.
Okay. Well, we'll invite you back just before graduation to see how things are going.
All right.
tell me about, and I realize you're still apprenticing, so to speak. You're not getting the job done yet, but you feel like you're being well prepared.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whatever marketing job I have, whether it's an official marketing title or not, I know that I'll do that job correctly, efficiently, because of this class and my instructor.
Okay. So second-year student, you've had at least a couple of semesters to get your feet wet, so to speak. What's been the most challenging part of it for you so far?
Oh, definitely the public speaking. Oh, gosh. I remember the first, week or two, she already had us mingling with each other, just a whole bunch of different schools, just coming together, not knowing anybody, new faces. We're all best friends now because we did so much team building, interactive projects with each other. We were given a choice to partner with people we already might have known. It was just completely random. So,
that's something I think it's worth talking about, Tri-County, just because you come from a mixture of educational backgrounds. Mm-hmm. These are not necessarily the kids that you've known since kindergarten.
Oh, no. It's people from Pawhuska, from Nowata, from some people from Veneta, just definitely a mixing pot of people, that's for sure. So whenever we make that bond with each other from such a variety of backgrounds, it's really special. It's really special.
One thing that I think is important for somebody once you're in the marketing field is what I'm going to classify as that 40-second elevator speech. You walk in next to somebody, and you get that opportunity. The doors are closed. They can't walk away. They may be able to ignore you, but that's about as far as it gets. But you get to talk about whatever your topic is.
Oh, yeah. She definitely teaches us to talk loud and clear so they can't ignore you. You're there. Yeah, I can proudly speak about myself in 40 seconds. I can get all my important information out. That's for sure. So that's one of the things we focused mainly on, because those opportunities are there and they're always going to be there. So it's important that we take advantage of them when they're there.
Have you had the opportunity to, I'll say, apply the skills you're learning yet into a real world project, something you're working on either personally or for some other organization, church, anything else you're working on?
Yeah, actually, because my program taught me how to create presentations, PowerPoints, and other software like that, I was able to help my church in Nowata with their youth program, because the teacher wasn't very technology modern in that aspect, so I was in charge of making sure that all of our stuff was set, ready to go. The PowerPoint was correct. It was pretty. You know, people were engaged. The music was correct. So it was definitely a helpful situation that. She also taught us about interviews. And so whenever I went to a college interview for a scholarship opportunity, it definitely helped me with that one. She taught me how to answer questions that I didn't even think were going to be asked, but they sure were.
Well, let's see. 30 days from now, roughly, we're looking at middle of April. 60 days from now, we're looking at graduation time. Oh, so you're looking at life after track. After tech, right?
It's so hard to imagine. I've been here forever. It feels like, oh gosh. It's really hard to imagine. It's a tearjerker now I'm thinking about it.
I guess I will say, look around the room. You're not going to see all those people together again.
They can't shake me off that easy, okay? You know?
I won't say which one, but I've got a major class reunion coming up this summer. We're going to take a break and continue our time with Tri-County Tech, and we'll talk with the other yet-to-be-announced student when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Well, as we continue a community connection this morning on 1400 K1, Destiny got the nice introduction from Carrie Miller, but Ronnie Veit, first-year student, you are yet to get some of those experiences that she was talking about, but you're on the road, right?
Right. So this is my first year coming in, but I've had just great opportunity through Ms. Miller teaching us just to not worry about that I missed the first year, but taking everything I get and every opportunity to make it the best and to continue just learning every day.
You come from a little bit different experience in that you are a homeschool student. You didn't have that same, experience with a group of kids that you came through school through fifth grade because of the unique opportunities you've had. And I think some of those are wonderful. Your experience is a little bit different. What led you to marketing at Tech?
So what led me to marketing, I've got some friends that recommended it and a few siblings that have gone to Tech and said that it's absolutely a great opportunity to go there because it doesn't cost anything, but you also get so much out of it and they pour so much into you and care so much about you.
And I think that's figuratively true. It's kind of like they drilled ahead and said, let's pour some more in today, right? Mm-hmm. What projects have you been working on? Tell me so far about your experience at Tech.
So we actually just got done going to state competitions in Oklahoma City, and I did a project over Tulsa Pop Kids, which is a nonprofit organization in Tulsa. And what's I think is really cool about our marketing class is that we don't just do marketing projects about marketing. We do marketing projects about real-world situations and companies and people. And so nothing we do in the marketing class is just for fun. Everything we do gives us an opportunity, a real-world opportunity, to do something that is happening today and that we can actually do and is realistic.
And I think that's important that you realize that somewhere along the line, some firm, some cause, some group is hopefully going to be able to benefit from the effort, the time that you put mm-hmm. into that project, right? I understand you got a competition coming up.
Yes, sir. So going to state competitions in Oklahoma City, Tri-County Tech had many first place winners and some second place and third place winners, and we had the opportunity now to go to international competitions in Orlando, Florida, coming up in the next month, and that's super exciting. Not only just to go and have the opportunity, but also representing our school throughout the country.
And but again, it's literally out of town, out of state experience, all of a sudden there's a little bit level. Not only do you want to win because, well, you enjoy winning, but also it's a little bit of school prestige on the line too, right?
Absolutely.
What's your project? What will you be presenting?
So I will be doing the same project over Tulsa Pop Kids. I'm continuing that down the line. It is a it involves a paper and a presentation, and I'm doing it all by myself. So I'm super excited to go and to present this, and not just for myself, but also for Tulsa Pop Kids and Tri-County.
Do you get an opportunity to, I'll say, consult with Tulsa Pop Kids? You know, what are they trying to do? Is it a series of, whether it's back and forth emails or phone calls or a face-to-face interview with them, you're actually learning what they want to do, what their goals are, right?
Right. So I actually have some connections with Tulsa Pop Kids, and that gives me the opportunity to meet with them, sit down with the board, talk about things, write things out, even come up with real-life marketing plans for social media and other events they have. So it's been a great blessing, not only to be a part of the marketing class with Tri-County, but also being involved with Tulsa Pop Kids to actually be able to help them with some issues.
Okay, a hypothetical situation. You come back with a grand prize. You sweepstakes. You walked away with everything that they had to give you. Bring back the hardware to Tri-County Tech. We have a big award ceremony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where do you go from there?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying I hope that's not hypothetical. I hope that's actually what happens. You know, that's my goal going into it. There's going to be probably about 18 to 20,000 students there competing, but that's not something that gets in my way. I'm going not just to compete and win, but I'm going to represent, and I'm excited about the opportunity. But saying I get first or place, I'm not really entirely sure what that's going to lead to, but I know that in and of itself, I'm going to be representing a great school and a great group of people no matter what I do.
Okay, well, again, it sounds as though you are well prepared and certainly ready to present on your feet, so to speak, when I ask you the question. So best of luck. I hope Tulsa Pop Kids is a beneficiary of your hard work, and a year from now I'll see some presentation somewhere online or something in the media that has a little, Vite signature at the bottom of it somewhere along the line.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Pass that mic over here. I need to finish up with Carrie since I started with you.
Of course.
You've poured a lot of good information and good practices into the minds of these kids.
I do. I try.
How did you manage to get so many people involved in the competition in Florida?
I think it's just they become passionate about what they're doing. They see that the hard work pays off, and they're giving, our vision at Tri-County is to give students life-changing learning experiences. And I try to accomplish that every single day in the different projects I give them, but also in the opportunities that we provide them on traveling. You know, some of these students have never been on an airplane before, much less been out of state. And that alone is changing their world and opening it up and giving them opportunities that they never thought they could have before.
Enrollment for next year is going on now.
It is.
So we need to recommend the marketing program.
Absolutely. If you are a junior or senior at any of our sending schools, go tell your counselor right now, I want to be in the marketing management program and be amongst the other greats that I've had.
I believe the address is tricountytech.edu, but
yes.
Contact your school and they will get you hooked up with it. That's our community connection this morning on 1400 K1. A couple of students and a faculty member in for us, and news on the way next. Part of the ONN.
My grandson Riley was so excited to go to the Rainforest Cafe and see all the sights and sounds and the animals.